们今天要欢迎从台湾回来的短宣的 member.
We want to welcome back the short-term mission.
我也知道有两个台风，你们在那里的时候在吹，但什么都没有受任何的干扰。
I heard that you encountered two typhoons while you were there, but you were not, your work was not disturbed, nor were you in danger.
我们知道这是神的大能。与他的慈爱，听我们大家为你们的祷告。
We know that it's because God's wonderful power, and He has heard our prayer, and He has protected you.
所以，据台湾短宣弟兄姊妹告诉我说，他们九月七号要做见证。
I heard that they will have a sharing meeting on September 7th.
是一个礼拜五的晚上
，Friday night.
时间，那天晚上不但我们短宣要做见证，还有我们的这个。宣教士到柬埔寨的 Carol 卢杰如也要来做见证。
That's the same evening where missionary sister Carol Lu from Cambodia will be sharing her testimony.
九月七号晚上我们称为 Mission Night.
So we've called September 7th Mission Night.
每一个人都要来听。
So do come and hear their testimony.
神用各样的人来在各地方。为他做荣耀的见证，这是教会最重要的使命。
God uses His people to bear His witness all throughout the world, and this is the testimony of the church.
我常常想到这些神给我们开的门，我是低头敬拜神。
Every time I think of the doors that God has opened for us, I can do nothing but worship God.
今天我要继续来讲到彼得的异象。
Today I want to continue on my message on the vision of Peter.
我们请打开《使徒行传》第十章。
Please turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
The book of Acts chapter 10.
我们要读的经文是从第九节开始。
And we'll read from verse 9.
第二天，他们行路将近那城，彼得约在五正正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人正准备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外。
On the next day, as they were on their way and approaching the city, Peter went up to the housetop about the sixth hour to pray. But he became hungry and was desiring to eat. But while they were making preparations, he fell into a trance.
看见天开了，有一物降下。好像一块大布，系着四角，垂在地上，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来，宰了吃。”
And he saw the sky opened up, and an object like a great sheet coming down, lowered by four corners to the ground. And there were in it all kinds of four-footed animals and crawling creatures of the earth and birds of the air. A voice came to him.Get up, Peter, kill and eat.
彼得却说，主啊，这是不可的。凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。第二次，有声音向他说，神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。这样，一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。
But Peter said, By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean. Again a voice came to him a second time, What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy. This happened three times, and immediately the object was taken up into the sky.
彼得心里正在猜疑之间，不知所看见的异象是什么意思。哥林流所差来的人已经访问到西门的家，站在门外，喊着问。有称呼彼得的西门住在这里没有？
Now while Peter was greatly perplexed in mind as to what the vision which he had seen might be, behold, the man who had been sent by Cornelius, having asked directions for Simon's house, appeared at the gate, and calling out, they were asking whether Simon, who was also called Peter, was staying here.
彼得还思想那异象的时候，圣灵向他说，有三个人来找你，起来下去和他们同往。不要疑惑，因为是我差他们来的。
While Peter was reflecting on the vision, the Spirit said to him, Behold, three men are looking for you, but get up, go downstairs and accompany them without misgivings, for I have sent them myself.
二十, 23节，彼得就请他们进去住了一宿，次日起身和他们同去，还有约帕的几个弟兄同着他去。又次日他们进入该撒利亚，格利牛已经请了他的亲属密友等候他们。
From verse 23, so he invited them in and gave them lodging. And on the next day, he got up and went away with them, and some of the brethren from Joppa accompanied them. On the following day, he entered Caesarea, and Cornelius was waiting for them, had called together his relatives and close friends.
28节。
Verse 28.
就对他们说，你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近来往本是不合理的。但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净的，所以我被请的时候就不推辞而来。现在请问你们叫我来有什么意思呢？
And he said to them, you yourselves know how unlawful it is for a man who is a Jew to associate with a foreigner or to visit him. And yet God has shown me that I should not call any man unholy or unclean.That is why I came without even raising any objection when I was sent for. So I ask for what reason you have sent for me.
34节。
Verse 34.
彼得就开口说，我真看出神是不偏待人。原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。神借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主，传和平的福音，将这道赐给以色列人。
Opening his mouth, Peter said, I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. The word which he sent to the sons of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all.
42节。
Verse 42.
他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。众先知也为他做见证说，凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
And he ordered us to preach to the people and solemnly to testify that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and of the dead. Of him all the prophets bear witness that through his name everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins.
44节。
Verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上，那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening to the message. All the circumcised believers who came with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also.
好，我们圣经就读这么多。
This is our scripture reading for the day.
在我讲这第三个意象，我要复习一下彼得所见的三个意象。
I'll quickly review the previous heavenly visions that Peter had seen.
因为我们知道，神当时把意象赐给彼得与其他的三个门徒的时候，神特别讲，我要把天国的钥匙给你。
When we know that when God revealed this vision to Peter and other disciples, God specifically said, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom.
所以彼得手上是有一把非常重要的钥匙，是开天国的门的。
So it is true that Peter holds this very special key to the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们对彼得所看见的意象必须有准确的了解与掌握。
So it is important for us to have a good understanding and grasp of the visions that Peter saw.
因为耶稣基督到地上来的目的就是把神的国带到地上来。
Because the purpose of Jesus coming to the earth is to bring the kingdom of heaven into the world.
他要所有的人不但蒙拯救，而且能够进天国。
He wants all people to not just be saved, but to be able to enter into the kingdom.
今天很可惜的一件事情是，很多的人愿意得救，能够上进天堂，这是人听见福音的反应。
Unfortunately, today, a lot of people's reaction to the gospel is that they're willing to be saved and go to heaven.
但是有很多人不了解，我们得救的目的不是将来上天堂，不要下地狱，这不是我们 被拯救的原因。
But many people don't understand that the reason we're saved is not simply that we can go to heaven and not go to hell.
就这样就满足了。
And they're just satisfied with that.
我们人可以满足，因为我们可以不要下地狱，可以上天堂。哎，哈利路亚，赞美主。
This may be something that we are satisfied with, that we don't have to go to hell.
但是这不是神真正救我们的原因，他要带我们进他的国，这才是他的目的。
But God's purpose for saving us is to bring us into his kingdom.
所以这个信息向人类传达的时候，他的题目是天国近了，你们要悔改。
So the message from Jesus is the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
所以这个标题是很清楚的，天国。
So it's very, very clear that his topic is focused on the kingdom of heaven.
所以今天如果基督徒不知道神要把天国带给你，你要努力进天国，你这个蒙救恩是白蒙了。
So if a Christian doesn't know that God's purpose is to bring you into his kingdom, that you ought to fight to get into his kingdom, then your being saved is in vain.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，彼得的意象非常重要。
So dear brothers and sisters, Peter's visions are very important.
那我们这一阵子所讲的彼得总共就是三个意象，这三个意象有非常至关紧要关于天国。
So we've been recently sharing on Peter's visions, and there are three of them, and all three are very closely related to the kingdom of heaven.
好，第一个意象是什么？
And what was the first one?
马太福音，统统还给我。
Do you all forget already?
哇，十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太十六章是耶稣基督特别把十二个门徒带到一个地方，叫做该撒利亚的腓立比境内。
This is where Jesus brought disciples to the region of Caesarea Philippi.
我刚上次讲的时候，我说好像今天把我们带到 Mount Rainier 去了。
Remember, I told you it's kind of like bringing us now to Mount Rainier.
是一个 mini retreat， 是一个小型退休会。
It's a mini retreat for Jesus and his disciples.
在这个小型退休会里面，耶稣把一个人类第一次最重要的启示向他们启示。
And in a mini retreat, Jesus revealed to them a very important revelation.
这个意象那一次启示什么？
And what was the vision that was revealed in that situation?
启示关于神在地上要带进的天国是什么？
Revelation concerning what this kingdom is that God will bring into the world.
那在这个启示里面有三个主要成分。
And there are three important components in this revelation.
第一，父的启示。
One is the revelation of the Father.
关于谁？关于子是谁？
Concerning who the Son is.
因为一切是从这里开始的。
Because everything starts from here.
你眼中的耶稣到底是谁？你认识他吗？就决定你将来的属灵的命运。
How you see Jesus, who Jesus is to you, determines your spiritual life.
你对他的认识就决定了他在你生命中的地位。
Your understanding of Jesus determines his position in your life.
耶稣说得很清楚，这不是属血气的可以告诉你。
Jesus said clearly this is not something that comes from flesh and blood.
没人必须直接从父得着启示告诉你耶稣是谁。
In order to know who Jesus is, you got to receive that revelation from the Father alone.
这是第一个部分。
And that's the first component.
第二个部分，
Second component,
我要把我的教会建造在刚刚父所启示的这个基础上。
He said, I will build my church on this revelation.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
The powers of Hades will not overcome it.
换而言之，如果你要进入这一个真正的教会，你必须让基督把你建造在一起。
If you want to be a part of his church, you've got to allow Jesus to knit you in it.
那个启示，父的启示必须在你的里面变成一个真实的经历。
The revelation of the Father must become a reality in your life.
然后神把所有有这样启示的人建在一起，把它建成一个灵工，一个活的身体。
And everyone who has this revelation from the Father are built together, built to be called a church.
只有他建的才是教会，阴间的权柄耶稣说绝对不能胜过他。
Only that which was built by Jesus is called the church, and the powers of Hades will not overcome it.
不但阴间的权柄不能胜过他，他还要毁坏那个整个仇敌的这个国，那个撒旦的国要因着教会而垮台。
Also, the world that the kingdom of Satan will be destroyed because of what Jesus will build.
因为主给了这一个教会一个天大的权柄，叫做你们捆绑，我在天上就捆绑；你们释放，我在天上就释放。这里有一个权柄是跟宝座连在一起。
Because Jesus gave the church a great authority that connects with the heavens, he said, "Whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven; whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven."
这是在宇宙中最大的权柄，从宝座赐给地上的教会。
It's a great authority, the greatest authority in the universe, because it comes from the heavenly throne.
所以这马上就来到第三个部分。
And then it comes to the third component.
这么大的权柄，如果是在一个属肉体的人身上，那要闯祸的。
Having such great authority in a person, that will cause great danger.
所以主马上告诉他的门徒，下面要让这件事情真正的完成，第三个元素是不可缺的。
So Jesus instructs his disciple that you must have the third component in order for this all to work out.
这第三个元素就是十字架的道路。
The third component is the way of the cross.
那耶稣说，我怎么走，你们就跟着我怎么走。
Jesus said, "How I have walked, you walk after me."
那么耶稣怎么走？他 deny himself， 他否定他的自己。
The way Jesus walked was denying himself.
他绝对顺服父的旨意。能够实现，他把自己完全放下来。
Have absolute obedience to the will of the Father and deny himself.
因为在天国里面，只有这样，你才能够打败魔鬼。
You can only defeat sin if you have an attitude.
今天为什么教会有一大堆的问题
？The reason the church has problem now.
因为人的肉体不肯受十字架的对付。
Because our flesh is not willing to be dealt by the cross.
我们坚持自己，而没有坚持神。
We insist on ourselves, we don't insist upon God.
我们不以神的旨意为优先，我们以自己的喜好为优先，所以教会就有很多。
We don't put God's things, our own interests as first priority. That's why you see many problems in church today.
这是彼得所看的第一个异象。
And that is the first vision that Peter saw.
然后上个礼拜我们就讲到彼得看见的第二个异象。
And last week we shared on the second vision.
主就把他们带到黑门山顶。
That's when Jesus brought them to Mount Hermon.
所以你看见只有三个人去。
Three of them went.
啊，这三个人就看见的本貌。
True character of Jesus there.
主是穿上这个肉身，是化妆过的，是看不人看他看不起的。
The Jesus that they spend time with is a earthly Jesus. People look down on him.
他面目憔悴，我们看见他的时候没有加型美容，我们也瞧不起他。
He looked despised.
啊。但是那一刻他的真貌就显明了，他是这样的荣耀，面貌如同放光，像日头。
Among Hermon, his true self, his true character was revealed. He was shining, glowing like the sun.
他的衣裳洁白，有光芒射出来，整个的耶稣变成一个发光体。
His bright white, and there was light coming from Jesus became a glowing being.
然后古时候的摩西以利亚都出现了。
And also appeared at that time was Moses and Elijah.
告诉我们那一刻就进入了永世，时间就不是问题了。
It tells us at that moment time is no longer a limit to them. They entered into eternity.
那个叫做天国。
That is the kingdom of heaven.
那是在荣耀的里面。
It's in glory.
那他的是什么呢
？And what is the key?
那个是，但是却把一个秘密透露出来。
It says something.Kind of foolish, but he revealed an interesting secret here.
他说：“哎呀，太好了，这里。”
He said, "This is so great here."
他刚刚他们几个人在睡觉。
They were just napping a little earlier.
我常常觉得很稀奇，这么荣耀的场面，三个人睡着了。
I always think it's interesting that whenever great things happen, the disciples were sleeping.
这就是传道人的痛苦。
I mean, that's really a problem that preachers face.
也就是告诉我们最重要的事情的时候，我们
something important to say to us, we're all falling asleep.
我们常常觉得有很多很重要的话要讲，哎，可是要么就没来，要么就睡觉。
As preachers, I feel like I have important things to say, but people are either sleeping or didn't want to show up.
Always the case. 那一天神要讲最重要的话，可是他们三个人都在睡觉。
That day also, God has important things to reveal to them.
醒了，他就有意见。他说这里太好了。
He said it's so great here.
我盖三座棚，一座为耶稣，一座为摩西，一座为 以利亚。
I'm gonna build three tents, one for you, Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
像我们在地就如同在天，我们好像啊 ，forget about everything， 就住在这里了。
That we can just live here, we can have heaven on earth.
这是彼得的问号，他们就把摩西撤掉了，以利亚撤掉。
As soon as he said that, God removed Moses and he removed Elijah.
就听见神自己。说一句最重要的话。
And hear God say this one thing.
什么？这是我的儿子，我所爱喜悦的。
He said, "This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased."
你们要 shut up.
So God's telling Peter to shut.
你们要
listen to him.
在天国里面，一切是以耶稣的旨意为旨意。
In the kingdom of heaven, all things revolve around the will of.
他说的就是一切。
Whatever Jesus said is everything.
他表达的就是神完整的旨意。
Because Jesus represents the complete will of God.
换言之
，In other words,
如果你要今天在这个世界生活
，If you want to live in this world,
你如果要进入神的这个国度
，The reality of the kingdom of God.
秘密是什么
？And that secret is.
注意听，耶稣所讲过的每一句话。
Listen to what Jesus has said.
听完以后呢，照着去。
And after you hear it, do accordingly.
你就是聪明人。
Then you are a wise person.
你就是耶稣的门徒。
And you are a disciple of Christ.
否则或是叫做。
Otherwise, it's still outside the door.
所以他的秘密就是在这里。
So that's the secret.
你要认识耶稣是谁，你照着话去，他的话去行。
To know who Jesus is and hear his words and do accordingly.
那么然后就来到今天了。
And then we come to today.
今天是第三个异象。
The third vision.
这个异象大概是在中午。
And this happened around noon time.
而且是他饿了。
It took all the time you might have hope.
忽然间他就叫做什么？就是魂游向外。
All of a sudden he fell into a trance.
我们有多少人魂游向外过
？Did anybody ever fall into a trance before？
彼得那天中午就魂游向外。
So that day around noon time, Peter fell into a trance.
在这个身内呢，还是身外
？But he's having an out-of-body experience.
保罗也有过这个经验，对不对
？Paul has had that same experience.
他魂游向外，他就被神带到三层天上。
When he was in a trance, he was brought into the third heavens by God.
我有时候看我的老二也常常魂游向外的样子。
Sometimes I look at my second son Caleb. I feel like he's in a trance sometimes.
他不知道活在哪一个世界。
I'm not really sure where he is.
他就看到彼得的布。
So Peter saw this great sheet.
从天上下来。
Lowering from heaven.
里面就装了很多奇怪的什么野兽啦、昆虫啦、动物。
There's all kinds of animals and crawling creatures and birds on the sheet.
那么然后就有声音对他说宰来吃
And the voice said to him, get up, Peter, kill and eat.
彼得又有意见了
Peter had his opinion again.
No!
He said, by no means.
所以彼得是很滑稽的人啊
Peter is an interesting guy.
因为主啊称每次都称耶稣是主啊
He always addresses God very politely, Lord.
每次耶稣有命令下来，他总是说 no.
But whenever Jesus tells him to do something, he always says no.
不可以啊！凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。
He said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten holy and unclean."
这把这些宰来吃，他说不行不行不行，这个违反我的传统。
Jesus tells him it's okay to eat these things. He said, "No, I can't. It's against my tradition."
那犹太人我们都知道是非常有传统的人。
And we know that the Jews are very strict with their traditions.
其实哪一国的人，哪一个民族的人都有一些传统的，对不对
？And every culture has its own tradition.
犹太人他有他的传统，很多东西可以吃，也有很多东西不能吃的。
An important part of Jewish tradition is that there are certain things that they're not allowed to eat.
那如果你要知道什么东西可以吃，什么东西不可以吃，你去翻开利未记十一章，你看完你就知道了。
If you really want to know all the kind of things that they can eat or they cannot eat, go read Leviticus chapter 11.
所以这个意象里头一定有很多东西是他看起来不能碰的。
So for on that sheet, there must be some things on something that Peter cannot touch.
这从小都是我们从来不吃的东西，这是不洁净的。
Those things are unclean, they're not allowed to eat them.
我不知道我们多少人有很多东西不敢碰的。
I don't know if you have things that you're not dare, you don't dare to eat.
我知道美国人如果你跟他说吃狗肉，他已经昏过去。
If you ask an American whether he's ever eaten dog meat, that would probably cause him to pass out.
对不对？所以你去吃蛇肉，恐怕也没几个人敢吃。
And not many are daring enough.
对不对？所以你就上来长大，你大概就吃那几样。
So you think, you know that food is one thing that you learn as you grow up. What you taught to eat, you always willing to eat. What you're taught not to eat, you not willing to eat.
你长大了，你小的时候没吃过，你就不愿意，根本碰都不要碰。有的人不吃辣椒，从小因为不吃的。
As you grow older, there are things that you never eaten when you were young. You just don't think you're alive. You wouldn't eat.
所以南方人、北方人吃的就是不一样。
So the people from the north, they eat different types of food.
对啊。然后因着这个缘故，我们就有很多的成见。如果看那些人吃这些玩意儿，你就是这些野蛮人。
Because of that, you have certain prejudices against people who eat certain food.
对不对？所以北方人看南方人，看到尤其看到老广，那简直是除了天上的飞机，所有飞的都吃。
So the northern Chinese folk, as they look at a Cantonese person, they'll say that except for a plane.
所有四个角的除了桌子吃的。
They eat anything but for tables and chairs.
所以我们觉得他们是蛮夷之人。
We think that they're kind of barbaric in a way.
我为什么这样讲呢？你要用这种心理来了解彼得那时候的心理，就是一样的心理。
The reason I say give that example is that you have to understand the mentality that Peter had at the moment.
这些东西怎么能吃呢？
He must be just outraged. How can I eat these things?
这些是不
These things are unclean. The Bible says so.
所以你就知道人的观念一建立起来，他就没办法改的。
So you know that once a man's mind is made, sometimes very difficult to change him.
这些观念就变成了个老传统，就死抓着不放。我从小是这样的，现在怎么能改呢？不可以的。
We tend to hold on to these old traditions, saying, "I will never change. This is the way it is."
问题是在这里。
But the problem is,
人抓的都是字句。
Men usually hold on to just.
从来没有懂过神说不可，后面的原因是什么？这个没有抓到。
We don't understand why God said this is not allowed.
犹太人还有一个传统就是行割礼。
There's another tradition that the Jews had, which was circumcision.
行割礼，犹太人到今天都乖乖的遵守的。
Until today, they still do it.
可是你去问他，神当初为什么设立割礼？道理何在？没有人知道。
But if you ask them, why did God set up circumcision for you? They probably don't.
传统就没人敢碰。
If it's tradition, then no one dare to change it.
你要做犹太人，就乖乖这样做。
If you want to be a Jew, you got to do this.
但你没有想到，神用这些事情，主要的不是这些字句的问题，后面的灵是生命，是真正要学的。
But what's important, you have to understand that God wants them to do these things, not just to go by the books, but to understand His Spirit, His reason behind it.
人抓的都是字句。
We hold on to what's written in the book.
神要给
spirit that's behind the words.
那你看，今天神好像做，今天神要教彼得学一个突破传统的功课。
So today God is teaching Peter a lesson that breaks down tradition.
因为天国如果要能够向这个世界来开展的话，这个见证如果要向全世界来展的话，你的老传统要打破的。
If the kingdom of heaven is to advance throughout the world, Peter's tradition needs to be broken down.
你这个老传统没有打死，在你手里也是白给了。
If his tradition is not broken down, this key which was given to him is in vain.
因为你的老传统，你的老概念，就把神的工作、神的旨意限制住了。
Because of your tradition is a stumbling block to the advancement of the will of God.
今天我们每一个基督徒的问题。在很多的意义上跟彼得所碰到的问题是一样的。
A lot of us today's Christians face the problem that Peter faced.
没有办法突破我们从小这样长大的这个老观念，我们没有突破。
It's hard for us to break through the old mentality tradition we've been taught since we were young.
那你看在这个地方神到底要做什么？
So what does God want to do in this?
神要彼得把天国不但向犹太人来打开来启示，还要向启示。
God wants Peter to reveal not just to Jews but to Gentiles also.
这些犹太人一直把神的恩典通通肥水不落外人田。
The Jews have been in a sense hoarding God's word and His blessings.
这是我们犹太人的特权。
This is ours. It's our privilege.
你们外邦人跟不洁净的。
You who eat anything, you're like dogs.
你们不会有资格来了解神的事。
You're not good enough to know God.
即使得到一点，也不过是我们桌子上掉下去的小碎碎。
Even as you receive some, it's just crumbs from our table.
你们永远不可能来跟我们犹太人一样得着神那个。最高的祝福最大的启示不可能的
You'll never be blessed in his highest revelation
民族都是自我中心的一个结果我们都是以为我们最了不起
Each culture always think of themselves as better than the other
你看我们中国人为什么叫中国呢因为我们在全世界的中心
The Chinese word for China means the country in the middle
我们最伟大我们有五千年的文化
we're the greatest we have all these history behind us
但是你们就想到这些传统是成为神之路
but you know these traditions these have become stumbling blocks to the will of God
超两百年
this is the 200th year that the gospel have reached China
从一百五十年花了这么大劲这么多的人为中国来传道九千以上的传教士到中国来传教
The first 150 years, all these hard work the missionaries spent in China, 9,000 or so missionaries who went to China.
150 years.
There were only about 700 or so or 800 or so Christian believers.
在四亿六千万的中国人中间，这个算是凤毛麟角，蝇。
Among the 4.6 billion Chinese people there are, it's just a very tiny, tiny number.
这个门太难打了，打不破。
It's hard to open that door to China.
福音在中国的这个国土地上展开不了。
As in China.
人心刚硬，我们的老是拒绝。
Because the tradition is so hard fast and their hearts are so hard.
你知道怎么办？神怎么办？
So what did God do?
神就找一个人叫毛泽东。
God found somebody, his name was Mao Zedong.
让中国在他的手里搞三十年。
He was in charge of China for 30 years.
天翻地覆。
He turned China upside down.
在那天翻地覆的日子里头，那个福音布撤得光光的。
Tumultuous years, the stumbling block to the gospel was removed.
然后神又给了第二个人，叫做邓小平。
And God put another person in charge, his name is Deng Xiaoping.
就改革开放。
And it was a great change to China after he received power.
整个这个船180度又转了一圈。
And he turned China again around.
所以福音就因着这样的一个情形，前面的三十年跟我不知道现在到。
From the time Deng took over, it's now about another 30 years.
神的灵就在中国做了大爆炸的工作。
The Spirit of God is doing a tremendous work in China.
今天。单单圣经在中国就起码已经印了六千万本。
China alone, China itself had printed 6 million copies of the Bible.
那还有很多很多走私进去的圣经。
And there are Bibles that were smuggled in.
圣经今天大概在中国的基督徒，七千万人少不了。
So if every person who has a Bible is a Christian in China, you would say it's about 7 million.
No, 70 million.
70 million Christians in China.
所以这是一百倍的成长。
So it's grown about 100-fold.
谁做的？神做的。
God does that work.
谁都没有料到。
And no one could have foreseen it.
所以
He needs to break down our tradition.
很多人认为牢不可破的观念要打破。
Mentalities that we hold strongly to, He needs to break down.
这里神第一个打破就是先在彼得身上要打破。彼得如果没有突破这个福音，这个钥匙。没办法开的。
He needs to first do that in Peter in order for that key to be in effect.
所以叫他吃，然后神跟他跟神说可以说是。
He told him to eat, and the voice said, "What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy."
所以这个问题不是东西的本身，是神的话最重要。
So the key is not in the thing itself, but what God says about it.
神今天要把这个福音从犹太人的圈圈进到外邦人的圈圈。
Today God wants to advance from the Jews to the Gentiles.
先要在这些犹太人身上的工作，在这些主耶稣的做那一些传统要除掉。
First, he needs to do a breakthrough work in the lives of the disciples and break down their traditions.
彼得自己承认，你看二十八节。
Peter himself admitted in verse 28, he said.
他说这个吃啊，还是一个只是一个代表而已。真正的问题，它是在这里。
eating something clean or unclean is just a representation of something else that's real in verse 28.
犹太人和你们这些外别国人是什么？不合理的。
The real problem is, he said in verse 20, you know how unlawful it is for a man who is a Jew to associate with a foreigner.
跟你们这些老外搞在一起是不可以的。
It's not lawful for us to associate with foreigners.
对不对？我们老中不是也是常常说人家是老外吗？
Chinese people like to call other people foreigners.
这个东西啊很厉现在彼得自己承认我要跟你们这些外国人搞在一起本来是不合理的。
So Peter said, I recognize now it is unlawful for me to associate with you.
但是现在神有一个突破。
But God will do something that's a breakthrough.
要打破民族的界限。
He will break through the barriers of
culture. 风俗习惯的界限。所以他要突破。
He wants to do a breakthrough.
还有一个最重要的。
Something else he'll do.
就是神怎么会祝福他们呢？像祝福我们一样。
How will God bless the Gentiles just as he blessed the Jews?
这个第十章有三个突破。
There are three breakthroughs in chapter 10.
第一，打破了人种。
First, the breakthrough between ethnicities.
第二，打破了生活习惯。
The second between your hobby, your
habits,
which eating certain types of food is an example.
第三是什么？
What's the third thing?
彼得在跟他们讲道。
Peter preaching to these people.
第十章的下半章是一篇彼得对外邦的人传福音的讲章。
The second part of chapter 10 is a message that Peter gave to the Gentiles.
但是稀奇的是这个讲章没有讲完。
Interestingly, this message didn't have, was not finished.
等不及了。
The Spirit was to its work.
你就可以感觉到圣灵比彼得急到多，圣灵很，圣灵，不要讲了，啪一下降下来。这些外邦人通通被圣灵浇灌。
The Holy Spirit was so eager to bless these Gentiles, even before Peter finished his message, the Holy Spirit came down and anointed everybody.
你读圣经要摸到灵啊。
You really want to touch the Spirit as you read the Bible.
今天早上，西培说了一个感想，唱诗啊，真是像个老太婆唱诗一样。
When we sing hymns, we feel like a bunch of old people singing hymns.
没有那个灵感。
We have no spirit behind it.
圣灵高昂，我们却低沉。
The spirit is lifted high, but we're so low all the time.
我们摸不到那个灵。
We have not touched that spirit.
所以诗歌唱起来死死的，圣经读起来，你们我们他们阿们没有。
So when we sing songs, we're slow, we're solemn, and we don't really quite get the Bible.
有问题，这是严重问题。
We have not touched the spirit.
圣灵在这里运动的时候，我们要跟着灵的感觉走。
When the Holy Spirit works, you have to go with it.
在这里，彼得讲道还讲一半。
So as Peter was preaching, he's halfway through it.
圣灵就浇灌。
The Holy Spirit came down.
哦，这些外邦人居然也被圣灵浇灌。
And he poured down on the Gentiles also.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
因为神要外邦人通通带成一个神。
1,000 Jews into one body.
哇，这个对犹太人来讲简直是不可想象。
That is an unfathomable thing for Jews.
不是我们犹太人才是上帝的选民吗？这些外邦人怎么也有资格跟上帝跟我们一起平起平坐呢？
Aren't we the chosen people of God? How can the Gentiles be on the same level as us?
我们得到圣灵是应该是天之骄子，圣灵神给我们的特别特权，可是他们怎么也有资格呢？
It should be especially for us.
他们也是我要得着的一批人。
But God said, I want to receive the Gentiles also.
你记得耶稣自己在约翰福音第十章曾经说过一句话，我是好牧人，有记得吗？
Remember Jesus preaching in John chapter 10 when he talked about himself as a good shepherd?
你们是一批羊圈，但是我还有另外还有一批。
He said, you're my flock, but I have another flock.
他到底讲什么？你们是指着当时这批犹太人的门徒来说。
When he said you are my flock, he's talking about his Jewish disciples.
那他说我另外还有一批羊，这是指什么人说的？
But who are this other flock?
啊，外邦人说。
The Gentiles.
可是那个时候犹太那些门徒听懂了没有？
Was that understood by the disciples?
不知道耶稣在讲什么。
They didn't understand what he was.
但耶稣说我要把他们都归于一个牧人。
But Jesus said I would bring all these sheep under one shepherd.
在人类中间做的最大事，把人类中间这些天然的隔阂一概打破。
This is the great work that Jesus did. That is break down all these barriers that stands between different humans.
这次 WCCC 在洛杉矶西岸特会。
This past West Coast Conference was in Los Angeles.
有1100多个弟兄姐妹来参加。
About 1100 or so.
很重要的经历是平常我们在自己的小教会里头不太容易经历到。
When you're with that many Christians, you see something that you don't often experience in your own church, in a small church.
只有在这种大的聚会的时候，你才能够看见。
You only see these kind of situations when you're with in a large retreat.
第一，来自差不多40多个不同。
These 1100 Christians came from.
这些不同弟兄姐妹有包括24个美国的州，还有14个世界各国的不同的国家。
They came from 24 different states in the United States and 14 different countries.
然后呢，他们还有不同的人种。
And they're also of different ethnicities.
你可以看到这些黄人之外。
African Americans, there were white people there. They were
彼此原来都不认识的。
They didn't know each other before, not all of them.
可是因着主耶稣自己的缘故。
But because they all know the Lord Jesus.
他的工作，他在每一个人身上所做奇妙的带领。
His work in each person.
那他们就来自叫做五湖四海。却聚在一个大学叫 Biola 在那里聚会。
They came from different areas, different states, different countries. They all come together to
听道，然后就有交通。
Hearing.
当他们每一个人分享主在他们上所有的启示、有的带领、有的经验，你就觉得很亲切，你不会觉得怎么这些是 stranger， 不会的。
As each person shares about God's work in his life and how God has led him in his experiences, you don't feel that this person talking to you is a stranger. You feel him as a brother or sister.
你有一个很亲密的认识。那当我们在一起在主的面分享主的经历的时候，你忽然觉得我们是一家人。
When you're sharing the Lord's experiences together, you feel like you're of one family. You don't feel like the other person is a stranger.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是谁做的？这是神做的。
Dear brothers and sisters, and that is the work of God.
所以我要让大家来读两处的圣经。
I want you all to read two scriptures with me.
首先我们要读的是这个
First in Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章
Chapter 2.
我们要读的是十一节到十五节。
We'll read from verse 11 to 15.
以弗所书二章十一节到十五节，所以你们纪念，应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起。
Verse 11. Therefore, remember that formerly the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands.
十二节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外。在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and stranger and without God in the world.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血，已经得清净了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，撤毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups.
而且以自己的身体废掉了冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
By abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
这里你会看见保罗告诉我们神到底在
draws us near.
他的身体把我们虽然有人间各种不同的差异性
in his body, all of us who were different from each other
有种族的差异
Different in ethnicities.
有生活习惯的差异。
Different in living habits.
人与人中间有这个不同，那个真是
differences between people.
但是借着他的身体，他把这些都拆了。
But through his body, his blood, he broke down all these barriers.
然后把我们在他儿子里头就变成一个新人。
He built all of us collectively together into a new man in his son.
这是谁做的？
And who did that work?
耶稣基督做的。
Christ Jesus.
什么叫做教会？这个叫做教会。
That is church.
教会是他的身体。
Church is his body.
是拆掉。
Is when he had broken down all barriers between people.
最后再读一节圣经。
And lastly, let's read.
加拉太书三章二十六到二十八。
Galatians chapter 3, from verse 26 to 28.
加拉太书三章二十六到二十八。
Galatians 3, verses 26 to 28.
所以你们因信神的儿子。
For you are through faith in Christ Jesus.
这个我们都承认，没有问题。
It's easy for us to understand and believe in that.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人。自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
For all of you who are baptized into Christ with Christ, there is neither Jew nor slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这个叫做教会。
That is church.
Darby 的 translation 不。跟刚刚我们姐妹念的 translation 有一点不一样。
The translation from Darby version is a little different than Nasby, which I just read.
二十八节这个译本是说 neither Jew nor Greek.
Earlier I read in verse 20 it says neither Jew nor Greek.
那么 Darby 的翻译的是 no Jew, no Greek.
In the Darby translation, it said there's no Jew and no Greek.
No slave, no free man.就是后面下一句，没有自主的，也没有。
And the next verse should be no slave,
no woman. 也就是说，人与人中间所有的区别在基督里没有了。
Which means all differences, the separate one man from another, is cancelled in Christ.
人与人中间有太多的区别。
There's so many differences between each of us.
你跟你老婆都有很大的区别。
There are differences even between the spouses.
一个快一个慢。
One is faster than the other.
一个喜欢热，一个挤牙膏从下面挤上去，一个从下面上面挤下来。
One squeezes toothpaste from the bottom, the other squeezes from the top.
一个要吃辣的，一个要吃麻的。
One likes bland food, one likes spicy food.
太多不一样了。
So many differences.
吵得要死。
And you have arguments.
我们就为这些差别，我们就你跟我斗，我跟你斗。
We fight because we are different.
这就是世界的故事。
That's the story of the world.
对不对？可是耶稣到底做了什么事？
The work of Jesus is.
他说他把这一些通通人与人中间的所有的墙，所有的隔阂，在他里面把它通通撤毁了。
He removed all barriers and all dividing walls.
然后在他里面都变成一。
We are one in him.
我讲到这里我就有一个感触我要讲一下然后我们就结束
As I come to here I have my own commentary on this I want to share
我感谢神让我们教会有来自各种背景的人
I thank the Lord that we have people from different backgrounds in this church
对不对偶尔我们可以看到还有黑皮肤的弟兄姐妹来参加聚会我们感谢神
We have people from all ethnicities too.
但是到底这个一，我们有没有把它活出来？
But are we really living the principle of oneness?
我就害怕一件事。
One thing I'm fearful of.
当考验来的时候，我看我们到底有多少人是活在这个真的一的里头。
Is when trials and difficulties come, how many of us are actually living the reality of oneness?
你知道在我们教会我们是绝对不谈政治问题
We know that in this church we don't talk politics
一讲政治就麻烦有的是民进党有的是国民党有的是共和党有的是这个民主党
All these different parties in politics we're bound to have disagreements
所以如果你为了政治来到教会想要在教会里面搞政治你就会发现这教会一定是四分五裂
If you want to raise up the issue of politics in church you for sure will break the church down
对不对以前我们教会 ECCC 中间有一个 C 叫做 Chinese 后来把它换成 Community
In the past the acronym ECCC when a C stood for Chinese we changed it to the word community
为什么改
Why did we change that
你知道如果 Chinese 有什么问题没
If we call ourselves Eastside Chinese, what the problem is?
如果我们把刚刚两段话读完以后，如果说是 Chinese Church， 这是 illegal， 你知道不知道？
If we call ourselves the Chinese Church and we look at the verses we just read, we can call that illegal.
同不同意啊？
Do you agree?
啊，同意的举手。
If you agree, raise your hand.
还有很多人不同意。
Some of you still don't agree with me.
如果你发现你还在讲 Chinese, American, English, 怎么怎么怎么，你根本就没有懂刚刚耶稣在讲什么。
If you're still categorizing yourself as a Chinese or English speaker or American, then you didn't understand the verses we just read.
No Jew, no Gentile.
There is no Jew, no Greek.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
不分了。
There are no differences.
如果你还在分，就表示你还在地上。
If you still think you're different from the next person,
如果你还在分，表示你还在亚当里头，老亚当里头。
That you're still of the world, that you're still of old Adam.
在这个世界，在老亚当里面，那真的就各式各样。
In this world, in old Adam, there are all kinds of differences.
但是神做一件事情，把我们从这个世界救出来。
But God has saved us from this world.
从老亚当的分门别类里面救出来。
He has saved us from old Adam.
我们只是分享同一个生命，叫做耶稣基督的生命。
We share one life, that's the life of Christ.
那不管你是皮肤是什么颜色，阶级是什么阶级，头脑是高级头脑、低级头脑都没有关系的。
Then regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of your education background or your status in this world, there's no difference.
因为只有基督。
There's only Christ.
只有他的生命。
There's only His life.
你要么在里头，要么就不在里头。
Whether you're in it or you're not.
你不在里头，你就不是这一类。
If you're not in it, then you're not.
这里只有一类。
There's only one.
谁的类？耶稣基督的一类。
One with Christ Jesus.
对不对？所以这个是一个很重要的概念。教会是基督的身体，你不要在那边说这是中国部分，那个是美国部分，没有这回事。
So it's important principle to understand that the church is the body of Christ. You don't divide it as American church or Chinese church.
这个概念很重要。
That's an important principle.
那我就想了一个问题了。
So this question came to me.
这个问题是08年的问题。
That is a question we'll face in next year in 2008.
这个你是姑且听之哈，不要。不要说这是圣经的教导，我今天要讲的只是08年的事，跟圣经只在原则上我要运用一下而已。
It's not nothing to do with the Bible. It's just something that I just want to throw out there for you.
明年是很重要的一年。
2008 is important.
很多的事情都是未知数。
A lot of things are unknown in the next year.
美国要选总统，台湾要选总统。
It's a presidential year for United States and for Taiwan.
大陆也要有很多的新的改变。
And there are a lot of changes going to happen in China as well.
目前来讲，中国最重要的是奥林匹克。
But the most important thing in China for next year is the Olympics.
当然有很多不知道的事情，不知道后面怎么发生。
There are a lot of things that are unknown to us in the next year.
但是如果一旦
，But if
啊。现在来到08年的十月。
If as we come to, for example, October of 2008.
因为，奥运是8月8号8点开始。
The Olympics starts on August 8th, 2008 at 8 o'clock.
对 ，in the evening.
8 p.m.
对，那完了以后，如果这整个奥运会开完了。
And as if when the Olympic finishes.
我害怕有两件事情要发生。
I'm afraid two things might happen.
叫做秋后算账。Settle the account after the fall.、
Okay.
秋后算账，算哪两笔账
？What are the accounts?
假设这个不能证明。
It's just all hypothetical right now. I have no proof.
但是我到中国传道15年，我没有像今年那么里面不安。
But I have been preaching in China for 15 years, going to China to preach. I've never felt so uneasy as I do for next year.
我看见的 我收到的 information 都在那里有基督徒受到很多很多的暗中的逼迫。
I've received information, I've seen a lot of Christians in China being persecuted.
从52年来第一次中共赶出宣教士100多名
this year, for the first time since the 1950s, China had asked missionaries to leave.
所以还有国内的基督徒也有很多被逮捕。
And many Christians in China have been arrested.
这全是暗中的事。
These are all done under a guise, all very hush hush.
那么这些事会引起很多很多的后遗症。
And I'm afraid these things will cause long-term problems.
所以我担心08年奥运会完以后中国的基督徒会有什么样的试验我不知道。
And I'm worried for the Christians in China and the difficulties they will face after the Olympics in 2008.
这是在宗教这个层面。
And that's from a religious side.
然后还有政治层面。
And a political side.
政治层面我担心的是台湾的选举。
I'm worried about the election in Taiwan.
当然我们并没有意识要说政局要怎么样转变，但是一旦如果有一些转变是中共所看为不能接受的。
If the politics in Taiwan changes to a point where it would seem unacceptable to China.
所有要拦阻不让中国动武的因素都不存在了。
An element which has so far has stopped China from exercising military power over Taiwan ceased.
也就是说，如果我们做个大胆的假设，
if we say this boldly, it's just still hypothetical at this point.
如果战争在台海发生，
if war breaks out over the Taiwan Strait,
那我们姑且不去说在那边会发生什么事，不去谈它。
Let's not just talk about what might happen over there.
我要谈在美国的基督徒。
But for American Christians in America,
对 ，this is better. 会在华人中间会怎么样彼此相处，这是一个大问题。
Christians in America, Chinese Christians in America, how will we deal with one another, people from China versus people from Taiwan?
你们想过这个问题没有
？Have you considered that?
This is the worst scenario, 最糟糕的一个可能发生的事。
Of course, that's the worst case scenario.
如果你对今天讲的道没有吃透的话，
If you don't truly understand the message today,
我们会有很糟糕的问题。
We may be facing some very serious problems down the road.
我不知道你听不懂我在讲什么。
I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about.
所以我觉得神这次让我们谈这个题目是给我们先打下一个叫做防御针。
I think the message today, the reason that I feel that the Lord wants us to discuss this today,
你是站在
giving us a immune shot.
你是站在基督里呢，你还是站在老亚当里？
Are you standing in Christ or are you standing in old Adam?
你如果站在老亚当里，你就会有人与人之间所有的这些摩擦。
If you're standing in old Adam, you will still have frictions between different people and misunderstandings between different people.
所有的仇视
and prejudices.
但是如果你是在基督里，
but if you're in Christ,
你就超脱了。
Then you are above these things.
懂了没有？
You understand?
我看还有人还在做梦。
Are some of you still in a trance?
但是我希望我们为这事情祷告。
I do hope that you'll pray for this.
求神不让这些难处临到他的儿女。
That God would not cause these difficult times to fall upon His children.
让我们活在基督里。
Let us live in Christ.
让我们在地上做合一的见证。
Let us be one testimony on earth.
让我们能够在主里真实的彼此相爱，超过所有人的传统习惯，这些背景。
Let us really love one another in Christ, that we are above traditions, we are above cultural differences and ethnicities.
没有犹太人，没有希利尼人。
There's no Jew and no Greek.
没有高阶层的，低阶层的。
No class differences.
没有男，没有女。
No male or female.
因为主耶稣已经把这一切都消除掉了。
Because Jesus has already removed all these barriers.
所以这三个意象就构成天国的实体。
So these three visions together give us the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
你我要追求。
You and I ought to pursue that.
努力。
Work hard for that.
因为天国是努力的人才得到。
Because the kingdom of heaven is being taken hold of by those who enter violently.
我们一起说这句话，天国是努力的人才得到。
The kingdom of heaven is entered into by those who take it violently.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们在你的面前，我们祷告。
When we come before you to pray.
我们实在是渺小的人。
We're so small. We're such small people.
我们不但被时间、被空间限制。
Not only are we limited by time and space.
我们更是被我们自己观念、传统限制。
We're also very limited by our own mentalities and traditions.
但是你要把一个超过这一切限制的新的国度带进来。
But Lord, you are bringing a new kingdom that surpasses all these differences.
你要带把我们带到从地超脱一切得到天。
You bring us from the earth above all into the heavens.
主啊，我们有好多好多的事情要学。
Well, we have so many things we need to learn.
有好多好多的传统要对付。
So many traditions we need to deal with.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
你当初怎么样帮助彼得，今天也求你帮助我们。
Help us now just as you've helped Peter back then.
让我们有天上的意象。
Give us a heavenly vision.
让我们可以过天上的生活。
That we can live a heavenly life.
让我们配做天国的子民。
Let us be worthy to be called a citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
这样你就得荣耀。
Then you will receive all the glory.
你所有的劳苦就值得。
All of your hard work will be paid off.
求你成就你的工作在我们每一个人的身上。
May you accomplish your work in all of us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.